1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Monday, August 10th, 2026 edition. Earlier Friday morning, Mike Rogers, sitting with his wife, Christy Rogers, created a video, posted it on X. Minute and 21 seconds, somewhat reaching out to Haley Stevens voters from that past election week. Didn't call them specifically by name. He did not say Democrats who voted for Haley Stevens. He didn't say that. But he did say this. Mike Rogers said, to the vast majority of people across Michigan who do not want to throw their support behind a campaign filled with anger, divisiveness, even calls for violence. Views that are basically out of touch with your values, well, you have a home with us. To working families, struggling to pay their bills, families that are not happy with the education their children are getting, families that are struggling to afford and purchase their first home. You have a home with us. See how he tied them not being able to afford or buy a home. They don't have a home, but you have a home with us. In the end, he said, basically, you have a decision to make on November 3rd. Do you want a U.S. senator that will fight for you? I'm your guy. Well, while the Republicans spent the entire week unifying behind their candidates, John James for governor, Mike Rogers for U.S. Senate, in the entire down ballot, Doug Lloyd, who will be most likely nominated at the state convention August 22nd. Anthony Ferlini, Secretary of State, and all of the congressional candidates, the state senators, the state Republicans, everybody that won for the House in Lansing will be campaigning together as one team. And they argued that the Democrats are anything but united. One of them speaking out, the most likely attorney general candidate, Doug Lloyd, while speaking in Warren at the Republican Unity Luncheon, brought up how the runner-up, his opponent, Ellie Savitt, during the Democrats' April endorsement convention, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald refrained from endorsing him after he won. Lloyd went on to say also the recent announcement that Democratic Attorney General incumbent Dana Nessel made the decision and made the announcement that she will not be attending the Michigan Democratic Party's August convention, saying she doesn't feel safe or welcome amid the fact that she, as a Jew, would not be welcome at the convention based on the growing anti-Semitism within the Democrat Party. Well, in talking about Savitt, he specifically went on to say that he wants to end cash bail. Savitt, as the Attorney General, wants to legalize all drugs and prostitution. He even talked about the decriminalization practices and instructions not to seek a cash bail when talking to attorneys being prosecuted cases in his office. Lloyd finished his statement with this. Our top priorities as your next attorney general, I'll make sure our office stands for fair law, not lawfare. Lawfare, of course, being where Democrats, Dana Nessel and others, have used lawsuits to go after their political enemies. Well, Savitt countered later Friday that Republicans are afraid of Democrats' message and will try to divide the voters along racial, religious, and cultural lines. We are going to see them attempting to divide us on the basis of race, the basis of religion, the basis of who we love and who we are. Republicans are going to take a cynical view which says it is your neighbor's fault that you're not getting by. That is, I got to stop right there. It's your neighbor's fault that you're not getting by? No. The reason in Michigan is the fact that we've had a governor that has raised taxes, raised spending, refused to make any cuts, and continues to overtax our state. All they want to point to is the high gas prices. I got a very simple question for you guys. Today is August 10th. Absentee ballots don't even go out until September 19th. That is a month and 9 days away. What happens, just hypothetically, answer this question. What happens if President Trump is able to negotiate, use force, do whatever necessary, but ends this war in Iran? Straits of Hormuz is opened back up. The global market for oil begins to flow. What do you think is going to happen to the price of a barrel of oil? It's going to drop. It's going to drop like a rock. Main reason, high gas prices right now. Nobody's spending as much time traveling for summer vacations. Tourism is down in northern Michigan. Tourism is down across the entire North Country, from Maine all the way to Washington State. Supplies are starting to fill up. And as soon as the price of a barrel of oil drops, you're going to see gas prices drop like a rock. This is not going to be a slow process, folks. They are going to try to get rid of these summer blends of gasoline. It's going to happen long before November 3rd. The only problem is it may not be soon enough based on absentee ballots going out on September 19th. But if they're able to get something done here in the next couple of weeks, gas prices for Labor Day weekend will definitely be lower. We will see huge amounts of tourism for Labor Day weekend if that happens. If that happens, this could change the momentum and the direction of this entire campaign. Now, getting back to this story, warning about discriminating against people because of race, color, religion, whatever. Savitt accused the Republicans of seeking ways to prevent individuals from using their voices at the ballot box. What? Preventing individuals from voting? Really? You're going to use that right now with your Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, administering, overseeing this election. We're going to seek ways to prevent people from voting. You, sir, are an absolute idiot. Democrat Party Chairman Hertel claimed that Republicans were attempting to build a whisper campaign, suggesting that El Sayed is not even a United States citizen. Then he points to his college education at the University of Michigan about being an American. Hertel, being a Spartan, said, "This is hard for me to admit, but El Sayed was valedictorian when he graduated at the University of Michigan." You have to be pretty smart for that, even if it is U of M, end quote, said Hertel. He went on to say, there's nothing more American than El Sayed's call for Medicare for all. What does that have to do with his citizenship? What does that have to do about where he's born? Exactly, nothing. Hertel added that there's been a Michigan Democrat fighting for these types of reforms going all the way back to the 1930s. Well, he ended his speech with this. They're going to try to say Democrats are divided this year. Well, it doesn't look like we're divided right now. And the crowd cheered. Well, we're going to wrap this up. Final thoughts on this story and unification. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one. Unity. You know, one of the things that was on the news top of the hour, may repeat top of the hour again this next 10 o'clock news. Hassan Piker, far left socialist influencer, they call him. Well, he has told and made a statement publicly after endorsing supporting El Sayed, said he doesn't care about Haley Stevens voters. 40% of the Democrats who voted for Haley Stevens, he doesn't care about them. They didn't vote for El Sayed. He's not interested in reaching out to them, trying to accomplish unity. They can go blank themselves. Well, what he doesn't understand, fails to understand, that Mike Rogers is going to go after those voters. They're Democrats. That's fine. They don't support El Sayed. They don't support his policies. They don't support his divisiveness. When you've got supporters, influencers out there telling them to go blank themselves, guess what? They might do it. Because here's what can happen in November. In November, you can cross over. Democrats can mark the ballot for Jocelyn Benson to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. They can cross over and vote for Mike Rogers to be the U.S. Senator just to stick it to El Sayed. Crossing over in November is totally legal. The tabulating machines will accept your ballot, no problem. No problem whatsoever. So guess what? For those of you who don't want to vote for Rogers, you did not support him in President Trump endorsing him again this year, it doesn't matter because your vote's probably going to be counted by a Democrat crossing over who supported Haley Stevens and will not vote for El Sayed. The question's going to be whether or not there's going to be enough excitement for John James to defeat Jocelyn Benson at the top of the ticket. Well, our pig farmer, John Palmer, over in Onaway, Palmer Farms, said very simple. Democrats outvoted us by over 700,000 ballots. I hope the lazy Republicans don't set this one out in November. If they do, our state is lost. Well, at least, he goes on to say, at least Rogers has a good old-fashioned American name. You guys remember the show Mr. Rogers? Yeah, well, subliminally, the value of that show with older voters may help counter the young people who don't even know what that show's about. And that's are the voters. Those are the voters right there. That's the main key, I believe, to El Sayed's victory. University of Michigan, Washtenaw County. He absolutely kicked Haley Stevens' butt. He also did it in Ingham County, the home to Michigan State University. Young people got out to vote in the primary. Why? Because El Sayed courted them. He went to the universities. He had Hassan Piker with him. And they got the kids excited. Question is going to be whether they're going to vote heading back to school September 19th absentee ballots, or are they going to take the time to vote when they have class on November 3rd. We'll wait and see. But influencers, this is going to be a very, very interesting role, this Hassan Piker, anti-Semite, anti-American. This is the same guy supporting El Sayed that said America deserved 9/11. This is the guy that supports El Sayed, helped him get elected in the primary. You don't think the Rogers campaign is going to create a TV ad with him saying that? America deserved 9/11? Well, even though it's not El Sayed saying it, it's his influencer. And the other thing about this, what does campaign finance laws say with regards to disclosure rules? Going to be a very interesting story here at the top of the hour. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing.